Welcome to the STC Daily Podcast. This year, having already looked at Acts and Ephesians, we're focusing on some other New Testament letters. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Friday the 14th of February. Hi everyone, it's Mick here and welcome to Friday's podcast. The weekend arrives tomorrow. Well, in this week's reflections, we've been asking the question, is it possible to change? On Monday, we saw clearly the answer is yes. It begins with Jesus, with the invitation, will you receive Christ this day? Tuesday, the fruit of godly change is thankfulness. Wednesday, a God-changed life is a better life because Jesus is Lord. Yesterday, lasting change comes from healthy spiritual growth. Today's Bible passage is Colossians chapter 2, verse 20 through to chapter 3, verse 4. It's taken from the Message Bible, and our focus verse is chapter 3, verse 1, which says this. So if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Here's a reflection for today, slightly longer one, to finish the week. Indeed, as we end this week's reflections, let's consider again this place, Colossae, the small church who are hearing these words of Paul. In its day, it had been one of the leading cities in Asia Minor, now modern-day Turkey, but was now just a small market town, as other surrounding cities had grown in prominence. It had undergone a great change, not unlike many of our cities in the UK, including Sheffield, which have also seen change as historic industries and business have moved elsewhere. But Jesus had other plans for Colossae. Paul's friend Epaphras starts a new church. People joined him and together they began building a Jesus community, initially probably no bigger than one of our cells here at STC, then perhaps growing to a cluster size. This community would have a profound effect on the city, the region, and ultimately the world, and even us today, because we're still talking about it, aren't we? So is it possible to change? Well, yes it is, as we live out the better life of Jesus. I've been thinking recently about this truth, that we live in a world overflowing with beauty and blessing, but also so much brokenness. Just watch the news. It's a brokenness that seems to touch all areas of life today. I believe there are two areas needing radical change right now, and they stand out for me as we begin 2020, and as a church proclaim the better life of Jesus. Firstly, godly change as a priority for our young people. We see daily on our TV screens children suffering across the world. And in our own nation, children living in poverty, used as drug couriers by evil men and women, young people trafficked and exploited, and then the ongoing despair of knife crime on our streets. Now, as they say on Crime Watch, don't have nightmares about this. But actually, we cannot ignore it either, because it's happening on our watch. And as Christians, we have a particularly high calling from God to nurture and invest in our young people. That's why at SDC we help pioneer a schools initiative called Shine, which looks to bring real gospel hope to teenagers in our schools through Christian artists and evangelists, speaking of the better life Jesus brings. It's why we then moved on as a church and we invested prayer, time and considerable amounts of money in the Hire Tour last year, where thousands of teenagers in secondary schools in our region heard and experienced the gospel, working with our great partners and friends, the Message Trust in Manchester. Do you remember our focus verse? So if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. So, children and young people is our first priority. And secondly, we need to see godly change in our city. I live in the city of Sheffield, one of the largest cities in the UK. I was born in this city, as was Tricia, my wife. Our children were born here, as were four of our five grandchildren. We love this amazing city. And over the years, Sheffield has changed as its industrial base has changed. It's seen really tough times. However, in the same way Jesus had a plan for Colossae all those years ago, I believe he has a plan for Sheffield. It's been redeveloped in so many ways. The city centre's starting to look amazing. It's still a world leader in specialised steels. It's got two world-class universities, research and teaching hospitals, new centres for creative arts and music and IT. And now it's got a Premier League football team, the Blades. But what of the spiritual life of our city? Well, as in Colossae then, so in Sheffield today, or wherever you live, whatever town or city you live in, when Jesus Christ is honoured and followed, it's not just people who change, but whole communities and cities can change because Jesus puts broken things back together. I believe people like you and me, followers of Jesus, keeping spiritually healthy, believing that the power of Jesus can change things as we live out his better life every day in serving our city, in the jobs, careers and callings he gives us, can bring change. But we have to stand up and play our part by putting our faith into action in all kinds of ways, ranging from simple acts of kindness each day to those around us, to playing our part in the godly renewal of the social, political, educational and financial fabric of our city. Remember that verse? So if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. You may ask, okay, Mick, but what's my part? Well, ask Jesus today and in the days to come, and I guarantee he will show you the part you can play. Well, thank you for journeying through this week with me as we've asked the question, is it possible to change? The Bible clearly says yes, and our reflections this week show us how. It starts with personal change in me, but it never stops there. Christianity is not just for me, it's to be shared with others. Jesus can change the future of our young people as we show them his better life and invite them to receive it. Jesus can change the future of Sheffield as we all work for the good of the city. And it's time for the church to wake up and rise up, to have a confidence again in its Lord and overflow with his good news. Now that's worth getting up for in the morning. Here's a prayer for today and at the end of this week. Lord Jesus, thank you that through your Holy Spirit you are changing me every day to be more like you. Let me bring your goodness and kindness to those I meet today and every day, and especially our young people, that I might play my small part in the godly transformation of this great city of Sheffield. Amen. Colossians chapter 2, verse 20 through to chapter 3, verse 4 from the Message Bible. So then, if, with Christ, you've put all that pretentious and infantile religion behind you, why do you let yourselves be bullied by it? Don't touch this, don't taste that, don't go near this. Do you think things that are here today and gone tomorrow are worth that kind of attention? Such things sound impressive if said in a deep enough voice. They even give the illusion of being pious and humble and aesthetic. But they're just another way of showing off, making yourselves look important. So if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you. Look up. Be alert what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from his perspective. Your old life is dead. Your new life, which is your real life, even though invisible to spectators, is with Christ in God. He is your life. When Christ, your real life, remember, shows up again on this earth, you'll show up too. The real you, the glorious you. Meanwhile, be content with obscurity like Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. Great. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord, it's your Chris.